There you go.
Another fucking show.
Shut up. My kitty cat likes fish.
Thank you, Anthony.
See, the recording stopped. Right, it stops after a couple of hours, which I hate. Ustream, fix that!
Yeah.
So now we're recording again.
Yes, you're all good.
Good.
Okay. It just stopped. I've been keeping tabs on it.
You are chief engineer on
the
killer.
I am quite the producer.
Sure. Man cave. I like that. I like that phrase.
I hate it.
Why?
Because it sounds, first of all, it sounds like they're trying too hard. Like,
well, they are.
It's my man cave, which means it's not. It means your wife let you take a room and put a big TV in and a keg, and now you're allowed to have a man cave. Oh, yeah. A man cave?
Is that what you
is,
think of?
Is, it's my house, bitch. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. What are you,
that's my man cave now.
Can I hang my balls in the man cave?
A man cave is your vagina.
Shut up and vacuum. Right.
Interesting take from the man who's divorced.
Exactly. Thank God, too. Oh my
goodness. Here's my defending of the man cave. What I like about man cave is you say man cave, everybody knows what you're talking about. It's a lot easier than saying, hey, the room where I'm allowed to fucking hang out and put
my dick
straight.
You say anal rape and everyone knows too, but do you want it? Really, Devin? Do you want it?
Undecided. I'll get back to you soon.
All right.
After the show, actually.
It is one of my resolutions for this year.
Man,
Joe strokes out, Davin has man rape. And done.
All right. Well, we're done until 2013. That's wonderful.
Am I the only one who sticks up for man cave? Anybody else, Joe?
It used to be called the den, right?
Yeah.
It's called the fuck away.
Yeah, it was like the den or just the fucking...
And the answer is, what show used to be on Ustream?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
And what show said fuck you to TVQ?
I don't like it because it's one of those try too hard, and obviously the guy who's making a man cave isn't allowed to have his own place in the house.
Yeah.
And just be able to like go, hey, my friends are coming over. How about you fucking do some laundry? Hey, how about you do some fucking laundry?
Yes, that's the voice.
I know. Yeah.
You know what? You need a dice puppet. You could be a dice.
Hey, dice puppet. Hey, Jericho. Hey, yo. Triloquist. Hey, banana juice is good. Hey, it's my dummy, and it looks like me.
Of course, to the people watching, it sounds like we just fucking gagged you.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I was clenching my teeth in a ventriloquist manner.
But don't look, get off of him. He's not a threat.
Yes, joking. Wait a minute. Jesus. What happened?
You look shifty.
Yes, he does.
I am shifty.
Win the future.
That's the war in Iran.
Asshole, that was hilarious.
Doesn't say that. I
can't believe he said that.
That was great.
Oh God, I cannot believe he.
Joe's finest moments are when he's not trying.
Or drunk.
Wait.
There you go. Goddamn. Damn,
I don't like the phrase win the future.
What does it even mean?
Exactly.
Win the
Somebody
future.
Help me.
Oh, it's this dreamy world.
Is that like win hearts and minds?
No, that's like some kind of a I can make it.
Yeah.
Kind of a, you might as
like
well just throw your hat up in the air in an intersection.
70s.
Look at Devin.
What?
No, I was just thinking about our next strategy to get where we want to go.
I can understand, you know, maybe you're not born in that era, but you think you would know some of these shows that were iconic before you were born.
I knew the Flintstones.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I knew.
He knew enough to say, why the fuck are you doing that old reference?
Yeah.
Look, when you kill me for not knowing a Jaws reference, all right. It's an iconic movie.
It is very iconic.
I don't have a memory for it. But when you guys kill me from a cloud, really, go fuck yourself all the time.
You know what, Joe? Yeah. He does have
a point.
But cloud stunk.
I didn't like the fucking show. What am I in trouble?
You should have brought up McMillan and wife.
Yeah. And MC, right?
Oh, my God. Kojak.
Kojak. Now, your Rockford Files.
That was a show.
No, Rockford
Jim
Files.
Rockford Files.
Why don't we just fucking do a whole show about the Scarecrow and Mrs. Oh,
all right.
It was actually the 80s.
Terrible. Oh, wow, Joe knows.
Of course he does. It's 30 years ago. Trickeration, which is used in sports. I kind of like trickeration.
Now, what the fuck does that
mean? When you do like a trick play, like what you used to call like a flea flicker, or you call it a trick play.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's, they pulled out some
quarterback sneak.
I thought it was what you do to your hoes and bitches.
It is. Yeah. She's coming over for some trickeration.
It sounds like I go send them bitches out. I go be some dudes and trickeration.
I don't know. I've never heard that one.
I hear it on sports. I kind of like it.
They're still talking about hoes, you know.
On sports?
Yes.
They're talking about.
It's like Deadspin, right?
They're talking about Marty, they are. But anyway.
Don't know that one. Yeah.
No, I never heard that.
Here's a word that Aerosmith will be very upset if it gets banned. Amazing.
Amazing.
Everybody, you know who says amazing a lot? Chef Ramsay. Oh, we have amazing radishes. Really? Unless the radish is fucking blowing you, it's not amazing.
That would be amazing.
Maybe it was.
That would be an amazing radish. It might involve some trickeration, but I bet you would win the day.
I bet vegetables blow me. But
well, you're a big star. You can pay for that. Really, you know, where are they going?
Yeah, just pay off, you pay off the night nurse.
You just got that now?
Wow. I had to add that on because I realized it wasn't quite concise enough.
No, I wasn't.
Hey, a comedy lesson for the audience.
A little home improvement, a little maintenance on that.
Yeah, a little maintenance, a little twist of the wrench.
Understood. I was with you. I saw you crafting it.
I know. What is he talking about? Squash? What is he talking about? I didn't
squash.
Whoa, I didn't know.
Well, if you're fat, she ain't moving.
It was falling. The main chute failed. I had to pull the reserve.
No, I was with you. Listen, it's not very often you get paraplegic jokes. No,
on the Obi Anthony show, only every other day.
Oh, well, and you have to squeeze in between the AIDS and the dick jokes.
Right.
Oh, my
There's
God.
A protocol that must be followed.
Very difficult.
Only on a quality show like this one do you get this.
On which one? What are you watching?
No, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant something else.
I did mean something else. I couldn't possibly have meant anything going on here.
These are the times when I look at all this equipment and say, is it worth it?
Really? You're still asking yourself? How fucking slow are you?
10 minutes in, you should have been asking that.
When Joe asked, you should have been, I don't think so.
Actually, we
actually have to talk to him after the show. I don't feel good about
boy.
Our chances.
I'm not letting schmucks in my house unless they got a tray of hors d'oeuvres.
We'll talk about that too. Because I believe we should cater.
Oh, yeah, we should cater this thing. That's right. Those craft services.
A dirty word, speaking of paraplegics and your fucking deviant behavior, blowback.
That's what you tell people.
Wait, blowback. Oh,
I get for what? Blow back.
No, you do me, I'll blow you back. Isn't that what
that's
I like that usage.
Only girls can really, well,
that's how I use that.
Well, Curry can.
Blowback. What's the actual definition?
What does it mean?
Of blowback.
I think what it is, push like back. Resistance. No, yeah, like in politics, if you say something, like Santorum said something bad about black people, there's going to be blowback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, repercussions.
It's a political thing.
Repercussions.
Yeah, yeah. Change repercussions.
Yeah, I like repercussions.
Yes. I like my definition better.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? That would have been a good one.
Would have been.
Yeah. All right.
And the last one that they came up with, and I got a couple of my own, and you guys are welcome to add. I like this one. It's a courteous thing to do. Thank you in advance.
It should be called fuck you now.
Wow. Yeah, what is thank you in advance?
That means do what I just wrote to you this whole fucking long letter about or else. That's what thank you in advance
fucking,
means.
Yeah, that's fucking, that stinks.
No, but like.
That's what it means.
Anthony, I just want to thank you in advance for letting us come over. I'm going to thank you again, but I'd like to give you an
advance. I don't like the advance thing. You know why? Then I could say don't come over and be like, aha, I got you, thank you.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Thank you, man. Anthony would just
raise
a finger.
Yeah, that's a big fuck you in advance.
Yes, and the rotating finger.
Thank you in advance and fuck you now.
There was when I was working at Joe Knows This Place, Chicago Pizza Pub.
We both worked there.
We worked there and it sucked. There was a cook, and what he would do, he would go, Anthony, get me 20 pie tins, please, thank you. And it was like the please / thank you was so insincere. Mm-hmm. Like the please can work. It's like, hey, could you get me that, please? And then when I show up with him, go, yeah, thank you. But to go, please, thank you, the thank you part meant nothing. Because I hadn't done it yet, you
but I was talking.
Little short chip on your shoulder.
Oh,
there you go. Fuck.
I'm
sorry.
Wow.
Anthony.
Dago's your fault.
Nobody's going to let, but I got to, was she worse than his girlfriend, Wanda? Remember Wanda?
Wanda was terrible.
She was a bitch.
Wanda
wanted
the,
to shove
what
her fucking mug in
place.
The fucking oven and bake her face.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh well, we did enjoy working there, so it was amazing. But yeah, that I don't like whenever there's some kind of preemptive appreciation. Because it's insincere.
No, if I give you a sincere thank you in advance.
No.
Like, hey, Joe...
Hadn't happened yet.
Well, it's not going to. Well,
I'm not giving you an orgasm before the blowjob.
Thank you should be earned.
I want the... Right. Right. As should
so you think it's a pushy thing? Is it a pushy thing?
Noted.
Yes. Yes. It's like, look at me, I'm thanking you. Even though you haven't done it yet, but, you know, hold on to that. But put it in your pocket.
You will do it.
Fuck you. Yeah, you will do it.
You'll do it now.
No, I don't like that at all.
I guess I'm outnumbered on thank you.
Well, you certainly are.
I learned my lesson. I probably should have practiced some trickeration to try to sneak that one.
Oh, boy.
But clearly my liking of thank you in advance... receive some serious blowback.
Yeah.
It was a ginormous failure on my part.
Oh,
he
nice.
Is putting them all in.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Amazing.
I want you to fit man cave in. I want you to fit man cave into that.
All right, other words we banned in 2012. WTBQ.
He went there. I have a word I hate. I hate the word canoodling.
I'm a big fan of canoodling.
Canoodling.
I like to do that when I'm done spooning.
What does it even mean?
It's only used by writers of the Daily News and the New York Post.
Gossip
for
stuff.
When they see a couple of celebrities that aren't seen together, kind of canoodling.
Well, you can't write.
So what does it mean?
You can't write fucking on page 6.
It's anywhere between. Yeah. It's anywhere between, as long as it's in a darkly lit booth in the corner of a bar, it's anywhere between a peck on the cheek and balls across the nose.
That's quite,
yes.
That's quite the ginormous fucking span.
Whoa!
I like ginormous, I guess.
Thank you in advance.
I like ginormous span, yeah.
Here's one I got. I think when I say this, we will all agree it's done. Winning.
Yeah. Oh, of course. God,
yeah, that was the
and people still use it.
Ew.
I know. Not even ironically.
No.
Well,
I just got a supersize for free at McDonald's. Winning? No, you're not. You're fucking losing in every sense of the word.
Da 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 da.
That is the.
Okay. That was.
Wow, we're doing. Fast food theme song karaoke. This is fantastic.
Get more up to date than every reference
currently. Hold on, Wendy's tune and go to town.
Was Wendy's ever tune?
Where's the beef?
I don't
know.
There
you go, Joe. I wanted to do it for something that you remembered. Where's the beef? Clever color, the 80s.
It's called Bleep Bleep Flatline. I ate too many Wendy's burgers. See, because the guy, well, whatever.
Yeah, listen, everybody fails at this.
All right. You know,
why should I
can only throw a few out there. It's going to be some... Gonna be some low and aways.
I'm not disagreeing. Nobody knows more low and away than me.
Let's talk about beer.
Wait, hold on. I got one more.
Ooh.
T-bowing. I'm done with it.
How about teabagging?
Big fan. Pro teabagging, anti teabowing.
Interestingly enough, the guy assumes the same position.
And it takes place in man caves.
Yeah, you just. No, I'm not a fan of the T-bow. It was kind of funny at first because it was a thing.
It's not even against the guy. I'm sick of the planking. Yeah. I'm sick of the owling, and I'm sick of the T-bowing.
Can you just? It seems like you could just make anything up, give it a word, like a position, a word, and it should take off. And you wonder why certain things do take off and other things just.
I'm wondering
flounder.
Who made them up in the first place that they moved along.
Yeah, one guy's like, hey, planking. Remember, hey, we were planking. It's like, that's me. Yeah. No, actually, Plankfoot made up planking.
How about shit panting?
If
I like that. We wish shit panting the whole night.
Shit panting. No one wants to do that.
I know, but it would be good.
Shit panting?
No, it was.
And that would be shitting your pants.
Right, but it would be quiet or something, you know?
I think shit panting has a 3-month run until that gets old.
YouTube video, 3 million views. Fucking 2.5 million likes.
Really?
Shit panting.
Just think. Oh, that was a bad. Oh, man, we didn't know if we were going to get that long. We were shit panting for a couple of days. See, now that's a good statement.
All right.
And we're going to win, Iran. I'm telling you.
Iran.
Shit panting.
Oh, brother.
If Iran,
by the way, if the United States bombs Iran in the next day,
genius.
Joe Curry is going to be actually picked up by. by the CIA.
How did you know? What did you do? We got a broadcast.
Quick, Pajula, make a phone call.
I'd be shit pit to that. See what
You're in ginormous trouble.
Wow, this show looks nothing like my man cave. There's some serious blowback from my statement. I guess I'll be occupying this cell.
From my cellmate.
My cellmate calls me his pet parent.
Don't ever say blowback from your man cave again.
Oh, no. Shit, he just fucked me after I was done shit panting. I hope I don't get a baby bump.
It's fun to curse.
Sure, I like it a lot.
That's ginormous, yes, ginormous fun. That's amazing.
Just got Joe Curry. That's pretty good.
Two and a half hours in, wait for it. Curry will give it to you.
Who knew? Yeah, who knew? This guy had the intel.
Yes.
Nobody would have suspected to look there.
Intelligence.
No.
Oh my God.
No, fun.
Oh, all right, Joe, you want to do, we should go, so you want to do this last topic, Joe?
Yes.
I mean, I could stay all night, but really?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's
do this. You don't
want to see
him. No. Well, we have to have a show meeting, so I want a couple of us to still be sober.
At the bar.
Sure, that's where all show meetings are. Yeah,
sure.
All right, now this is a special comedy, Anthony's Live from the Compound fucking topic.
Yes.
Beers, we are no longer drinking.
Ah, yes. And now, you know what? Beer. Because Joe Curry and I do know a lot of these, as Davin calls them, ancient history things, as far as the movies and TV. We do know a lot of beers, too, that have gone to the wayside.
You know a lot about amber waves of grain.
Yes, indeed.
It's very American.
And if I don't know if you're gonna, what format, what you're going to bring up, but I just want to bring this up. Yes. I remember my father drinking Schaefer beer.
Oh, yes.
And that was not only Schaefer beer, but in that metal can with the fucking, the appendix scar seam down the side.
Yes, yes.
And you needed a can opener.
Yes.
And the first thing, you went all the way. And then you turn the can 180 degrees, and then you put a little dimple thing in there, and then
glug. Yeah, yeah.
You glug, and you got fucked up, and then you hit mom, and then you threw. Oh wait, am I going too far?
No.
Maybe Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Do you remember that, Davin?
I do remember that.
Wow.
It was a commercial, not a fucking ancient show.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Oh, so you just watched commercials, did you? Oh, the show's on. Let's turn this off.
Then we have McLeod.
Yeah.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're driving in your car.
That's how they fall back then, too.
But those were the different times. You got pulled over for a DWI, the cup of beer. I just toes off your bumper and get home.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving was just fun.
It was.
They pulled that patent leather shoe and the socklet out of the grill and sent you on your way.
Oh, look, there's a dolly in the bumper. Get out of here.
Scram, beat it.
Yeah, all right, go home. I'll take care of it.
Don't do it again.
You know, that stroller looks like a good ornament on there. That looks nice.
Yeah, there's a stroller. Well, you've been drinking tonight? No. All right.
All right. Remove that stroller from your hood.
To recap, AIDS. Paraplegics giving blowjobs, and little girls being run over by drunk drivers.
All right. Wow, we're almost done.
Who said it was a girl? There was no DNA on that show.
Well, you're right, I assume.
You know what? Since we're talking beer, I want to bring up something. Does anyone remember this? There was a transitional period between the Pop Top, which used to completely come off the can.
Yes.
And if you remember, a lot of people got their feet cut on them and fingers cut on them. And other people made chains out of them that they hang in their rooms.
Yes.
And stuff. It completely came off the can. And then the cans we have now, where you just pull back the thing, push it back, and it's fine. There was a transitional period where people didn't know what the fuck to do. And I remember Coors put out
a can. A dark time in history.
In beer history with Anthony Cumia.
Oh,
beer history. You can be co-host, Joe.
You stink. You're leaving this Titanic to go there?
It's beer.
You're drinking now, you asshole.
There was a period of time which lasted maybe a year where beer cans, by law, had to get rid of the pop top, but didn't know what the fuck to do to open a can without using a can opener again. Yep. So they had a device where it was the top of the can had an opening like the ones we see now, but without that little lever thing that you pull up and push down, as Davin is showing now. It
this
was.
Is what a beer can
yes, that's
oh, the modern asshole. It's not a New Year's Eve show. I'm not gonna fucking do that.
It had. There were two, as they called.
Fry the board.
There were two dimples around the opening that you were supposed to have in the beer can. You pushed one to release the pressure. You pushed the other one, and it broke this metallic seal around the opening. Then the best part, you had to take your finger. And push the metal piece into the can.
And cut yourself.
Which cut the fuck out of every... I don't know how many people even remember this fucking thing.
Yes, but I remember walking around with no fucking fingers.
Yeah, no fingers.
I remember,
Thank God for this new fucking can. But it was a gizmo that was done for like a year until they figured out, why don't we, instead of a finger, put a little metal piece on top of the can. Can that work? But I think that's got to be some kind of collector's item now.
Oh, I would imagine.
Along
yeah.
with the missing finger and stitches.
Yes. Still in the can.
But I don't know. I don't remember anyone even talking about those things anymore. That's Not that true. It would come up in conversation.
No, how does that come up in conversation?
Hey, how about those old beer cans for, you know, 1978?
I that's the third hour of our show. Yeah.
We're doing a full show on it.
I miss those dimples.
Do they still sell Meisterbrau? What happened to Meisterbrau?
The Master Brew to you, Jeff.
Let's not jump in.
Ah, yes.
Let's keep it general, and then we'll get to specifics. Because
yes.
you brought up cans. If it's a draft, bottle, or can, where are you going? I'm always bottle guy.
In a bar, I am bottle guy, unless it's Guinness. Then it's got to be draft.
Yes.
But draft beer, like Bud, will always... fuck me up in the next morning, and I don't know why. But if I drink bottled or canned beer, I'm fucked up too. I mean, it's a little bit. See, I came out of nowhere with that one.
I like that.
I was just listening to the reveal. We have no fucking idea.
He's all fucked up.
All right, so now I have a question for Joe. Huh? Joe picks...
Do you like the goody beer?
Joe, when we
do started... Beer? What a beer boy? What a beer? What a squirrel? What a beer?
Where's that fucking drunk driver? I want to hit it. When we started coming to the...
Tail's still moving.
When we started coming to the compound, we all agreed that we wanted to bring a present every time.
Yes, I like this, too.
Now, the question... Pip and I were discussing this. Two questions. First of all, why Bud Light? We'd rather get you a better beer. And the other one... True. And me and Joe actually had an argument. I was in the supermarket, and he was fucking doing his day job yelling at me. I go, Joe, why do I have to get cans? Can't I get bottles? No, get cans. Cans stink!
A lot of people do not like cans. They like bottles. Cans... more easier to put it in the fridge, especially a small bar fridge.
Okay.
And Bud Light, because if you're drinking canned beer, who gives a fuck what it is? It's like, what are you going to get? A classy beer in a can? I got a Guinness tap at the bar. Right. If I want a good beer, I'm going to fucking pour
theory.
A Guinness.
Oh, yeah, where is it? I don't need more harassing calls from aisle 7 from you.
Well, you're going to get them.
With a fucking tortilla chips and a Budweiser. Why can't we? He's getting pissed. Why can't we buy bottles? I bring the bottles. I'm going to shove them all up your ass.
I thought bottles were nicer.
That's not an ass. That's a kegerator.
Yeah. It's his man cave.
Yes. Here was my theory why Joe insists on cans.
Your theory? Like you're going to write it in a fucking lab.
You're going to like this show. I figured because it smarted less when you fucking threw them at him.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I thought Joe was just doing self-preservation.
You know, you kind of gave me a little thought here. I think the reason Joe likes the canned beer instead of bottled, and this goes back to
many years. And notice he never fucking drinks it.
I know. Yes, he's drinking tap beer.
He brought me the tap.
But I believe Joe Curry, he was a clumsy kid. He was. I knew Joe since he was
like not much better at being an
16
adult.
Years
no,
old.
No.
And I think he would drop bottles. and break them.
Hold on, though. When I used to get drunk and when I used to fall asleep.
Used to. You just fucking told
me. New Year's Eve. You got drunk and fell asleep in your car. All right. This is used to. That used to be Joe's last week.
When I used to fall asleep, have I ever. I was noted. Don't clink glasses like
that. I'm clinking glasses with the soldier. Shut up. He's a real man. What are you?
He's doing the military against me.
I'm clinking about eliminating the Taliban, not me.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Hey, Joe, let's
USA! USA! Hey.
To a free Sergeant
Son of a girl!
Free Ireland!
That's what the girls talk, Sergeant.
I guess I'm out.
Where are you going?
And suddenly I'm in the barrel of hell.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Just scooch over. There's not enough room for the two of us.
When I would fall asleep holding a beer, did I ever spill a beer?
No, it was always straight out. You were very good with not spilling a beer.
He's a sturdy alcohol.
Yes. I'm picturing you cuddling
the bottle. Pass out with a beer in his hand, but that has nothing to do with the fact that you did pass out a lot.
Oh, yes, and I'd be set on fire.
Yeah, one of my favorite things we ever did, we were at Frank Bush's house, his mother's house. Joe Curry, we're all drinking. Joe falls asleep. We decide we're going back to my house where the, you know, get the party stuff. And then, so we all leave. Yeah, exactly. We go back to the house. We realize Joe is obviously still asleep at the house. So we tied his shoes together before we left and shut all the lights out and then called the house.
I'll finish the story. Now I get up.
I
hear the phone ringing. And I go, there's a fuck. I fall flat on my face.
He gets up and falls on his face in the dark.
I'm trying to find the phone, and it's him on the other. I goes, who is this? And I go, it's Plankfoot. Who's this? It's Frank's mom. Where's Frank? I don't know. Well, where are they? I don't know. Why are you on the floor in the dark? Hey, who is this? I got on my bicycle.
He's like the witch in the Wizard of Oz.
I get you.
He was very angry.
Then there was the time when the band was on the road and
where they belong.
Almost.
I'll take that as the highest compliment.
So the band is on the road and we're playing up in Poughkeepsie. Yeah, I'm bragging, but
wow. Was it McLeod? Was that the band?
No, McClutch, it was not. Anyway, it was Quebec when we were playing Quebec.
Right? We're playing Quebec in Poughkeepsie. I remember back Poughkeepsie we were in. We played in Quebec. It's great.
But we go in an IHOP on a Sunday morning. It's packed.
Did you invite Padula for the party?
Yeah. Hey, that's a classy joint there, Padula.
Hey,
don't tell anyone, but we're having a party.
It's no Applebee's, man, but it's real classy.
All types of syrup. Boysenberry. It's very exclusive.
Someone spilled it on their fatigues. He went, medic! Medic!
And if you don't think this is funny, go fuck yourself.
We're in the restaurant, and I had to go to the bathroom, so I get up. I'm walking in the middle of the restaurant, and people are just looking at me, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm in a band. That's right. I go in the
bathroom. Yeah, they're looking, saying, is there any food left?
Oh, right. Well, I was doing that, too. But anyway, I walk in the bathroom, and I don't know, is everybody looking at me? He drew kitty cat whiskers. And
he drew all over his face.
Yeah.
Dick on his head, kitty cat whiskers, big eyebrows, Groucho eyebrows.
I just thought he was Ace Frehley.
And he's like, the waitress is looking at him. For the order, and she was smiling and kind of giggling. And he's like, I think this chick likes me.
He always
thinks
that.
Yeah.
If a girl places food or booze in front of him, he thinks there's going to be a relationship very soon.
No. She was a lesbian. She loves pussy.
What happened there?
Wow. Pip Helix gave the fucking smackdown to Joe Curry.
Oh, my God. This is the story of my life. So the guy with the stroke thing, you think I'm not waiting for the fucking stroke to come? I think I'm soon enough.
All fingers are crossed. Yeah.
We're Joe's trying our best here.
Joe is gloom and doom guy when I know him. He's like, I'm never going to make it past my 18th birthday.
Oh, I was convinced.
I know damn well I'm dying before I'm 18.
Oh, I was convinced. Why?
You lost that over on
you're hanging on by your fingernails, aren't you? Jesus Christ. All right, we get it.
You're going to live. Let's move on.
All right.
While we're at it and while we're talking about how old I fucking am. Why don't you tell the story when I would have to dial a rotary phone?
Oh, he was the worst at it.
How do you fuck up dialing?
Oh, it was terrible. Joe, first of all, one of the last houses to ever have a push button phone. It was a dial phone in his house. And he'd be like, Joe, call, you know, whatever the fuck it was. AIDS clinic. And, no, I'm kidding. It was before AIDS.
Save the AIDS.
Sex is fun.
Sir, this is why Sirius gets mad. Save the AIDS jokes for the old man.
I know. Save it for the air. You're right. I'm expending material I should do for my real
absolutely,
job.
Absolutely.
Here, yeah.
First, he has to clear the party line. And
oh, yeah, yeah. Clear the party. Hello. Mrs. Johnson, get off the house phone. I'm trying to call 555 Murray Hill 3, 8924. Murray Hill. He would dial a phone and fuck it up every time. He'd put his finger in the little rotary thing and have to quickly go, like whip it around so quickly. Because if he tried to do it slow, he'd hesitate. And if you hesitate with a dial, it just picks up the amount of clicks until you stop. That was the whole gimmick
so
of the phone.
So who knows what number it is that
you just
did.
Look at me with my fucking Alexander Graham Bell knowledge over here. But he would do it every time, and we'd hover over him and go, don't fuck this up, Joe. Don't fuck it up. God damn it! Click, he'd have to hang up.
I use the pencil.
You're the only one who gets fucking stage fright for making a phone call.
Oh, it was terrible. How many times have you heard, if you'd like to make a call, please get a guy that could actually fucking dial the phone. Thank you.
Yeah, all of a sudden you hear the operator, hey, do with that telephone cord, strangle yourself.
Please choke yourself. Thank you.
Kindly go fuck yourself.
That was the time in high school. I'm homesick in high school.
Mastering the fucking door to get into the school?
Shut up.
He was 25. Oh, only 2 years to go.
Well, that's where Anthony finds his new girlfriend. Oh,
that's true. What?
25? I'm not bitching, by the way.
Oh, high school. No, that's not true.
Well, I'm not bitching.
You're taking me out of the junior high circuit?
I'm hopeful. You're a very smart man. I think you can do basic algebra.
Does she have friends?
He calls up.
G.I. Joe.
I love this guy.
American pedophile.
I love this guy.
Now you called up the school nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Because he starts arguing with me. I had the school nurse, I don't feel well. So I get a call 2 minutes later. Yeah, who's this? This is the school nurse. Why aren't you in school today? I go, I don't feel well. Well, that's not an excuse to go to school. I go, what are you talking about? I don't feel well. You should come to school. I'm like, hey, lady, you got some pair of balls calling me. And he starts laughing.
I was like, what are you doing? Why are you home? You should be in school. Well, I don't feel good today. I'm like, you know, education is a very important thing. And he finally was like, listen, lady, I don't feel good. And I was like, Anthony, you fucking asshole.
Then what they did to me when
I had a very high voice.
Then what they did to me when we played in the band, because girls don't like me. So
for obvious reasons?
Yeah. No one likes.
Yeah, so
no girl keyboard players never got laid. So one night what they decided was.
Well, why would they?
When I had hair. But anyway, our buddy Frank.
That's not the problem.
Our buddy Frank's girlfriend had this girl, a really beautiful girl, and they would put notes on my keyboard. I really like you, Christy Kelly.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yes.
So then they decided one night we're playing, they're going to bring this girl down to play Christy Kelly.
Oh, that was very cool.
And I knew I was on to these guys.
We were bullying.
Yeah. So what they did was the girl is starting to hit on me because the girl actually liked me and she was a piece of ass.
And retarded, apparently.
Yeah, and I'm like, maybe
except for that cock. She was beautiful.
But what a cock it was.
It was a beauty.
Well groomed.
Amazing. Yes.
There's a little blowback over that.
That cock was ginormous.
But she liked me and I was blowing her off. Maybe we can go.
Oh.
A girl likes me. What do I do? Yeah.
The girl dude, I was blowing her off.
All right, this story sucks.
Hey, we're trying to help you.
Sorry, you were telling my story. It turned into the crying game. We're sorry,
what
Joe.
What happened?
Joe.
Go
everybody,
on, Joe. Tell
everybody,
the story.
Joe's having a breakthrough.
breakdown.
Stroke is imminent.
Wait, did you actually know that you were really onto them, that they were playing a joke on you?
I was fucking around. Yeah, it turned out the girl actually liked me. She's like, maybe we can go out. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, really? Sure.
Joe's
like, really?
He was all
really?
Sarcastic and nasty with her, and she was like, oh, fuck this shit. But
girls like honesty. That's just Joe being Joe.
Oh, see? Yep. They didn't like the Joe part. They liked the honesty, hated the Joe.
But that's the plot of every 80s movie, is that, you know, somebody does something for a trick.
But he did ski the K-12.
Ah.
Did he get the girl?
80s movie, where the hell are you? Every kid skied the K-12 in the 80s movie.
Better off dead.
Right, thank you.
Much of this. Much like they think about this fucking show. Better off.
This is pure snow.
Exactly. Booger.
Oh,
gross.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, that's funny.
You want to swab?
Absolutely.
Of course you do.
Yeah. You man slut.
I love that Sarge is here. Sergeant Joe.
He's not afraid to admit his swallows.
What would really fucking, I would love this, if I went upstairs, opened the door, and there was just a tank parked.
And he parallel parked it perfectly. Sergeant Sweater on the outside.
That's true.
He parked it on top of Joe's car, though.
That would be good, too.
Joe was sleeping in it.
Why does it have to be on top of my car? What did I do?
Because he drove me. I said, I can't get home without him.
It's okay, Joe. It's only fake.
He doesn't have his tank with him now.
It's make-believe.
Nobody wants to pay the tolls to get here with the fucking tank, Joe.
Yeah.
If you guys ever want to come down to the base, over. Though, you're more than welcome.
No,
to.
Come. In Tennessee? That'd be cool. Not really. I used to play Clarksville, Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Joe. No, you can't fucking leave the tri-state area. They don't use hosts in Tennessee.
The last train there.
Wait a minute. I'm still mesmerized by the idea of Army Men.
Joe, he immediately realized.
But I'll be at the brokerage next weekend.
Joe will give a joke time, though. He'll sit there and sit on it and go, yeah, this is going nowhere.
Time to pull out.
Yeah.
Not every joke can be saved.
You know what the thing is, though? No one has the pleasure of having Jim Norton look at you with that half smile that you fucking bombed. To know that you bombed. It's not like, you know, I got to sit there and really feel it out. I look and go, yeah, I bombed.
I'm Joe's budget version of Norton because I give him those looks. I'm the version he can afford.
Yeah, but you give him that look for breathing, so he can't tell.
Have you heard the way he breathes? It's terrible.
I breathe.
The in, the out. It's with the mouth, the nose. Enough. We get it. You're alive. You survived past 18. Stroke out. Let's move on.
That was a really long 19th year, Joe. Stretch.
You
it
look
out.
Like shit for a teenager.
Oh, shit.
Wait till you see me in those Jersey Royalty shirts.
We're not going there.
Jersey.
All right. Do we want to race through the beers that people are no longer drinking? You guys
Let's hear what no one's drinking. It would be nostalgic.
Now, a lot of the beers that people are no longer drinking are the Full Cali beers. Apparently, everyone likes the light. Everyone likes the Full Cali. It's a lot of domestic beers. Because really, we don't make very good beer domestically.
No,
I like a microbrew.
But my Sam Adams is an amazing taste. All right, we get it.
Yeah
you fucking love that
Cambodian
until
spices.
You love that until a little promotion went wrong.
Well, that's true. So did he. Jeez, then he was like, I am persona non grata.
At least he wasn't sitting on his ass for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Neither was the broad in the fucking church.
2-point conversion. Yeah, that's true. Woo.
Swish.
Yes, that was.
I know. You all fucking hate me, but I don't care.
Is that a St. Patrick's reference?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she took it up the shitter.
Oh. I can say that because we're not on television.
And we can say that because you don't want this rebroadcast by really anyone.
Anywhere.
There was a cock up her asshole in a church.
That's right. Oh, don't talk about your co-hostess.
How do you think she
you
got the game?
You said wouldn't tell.
The game plan was Joe and I like, how can we get to the next level? What will appeal to Anthony? Anal in a church. Bring the elixir.
Exactly.
This cup of tea. It's getting kind of late.
All right. Yes, we've jumped the cock. All right, let's race through this, wrap this up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Stroh's. It's not long spoken here.
You know what? Stroh's was huge back in the 80s.
When Joe's references ended.
Yes, exactly. Stroh's, the Stroh's dog, Super Bowl. Like, it was giant, and then it just went away.
Well, it's still there.
Is it?
Is it?
I've never seen Stroh's.
I've got
many beer. Look, I've been to a few beer distributors in my life.
No, you're right. I'm not sure if these are. I was actually going to ask you what. And also, what happened to Schlitz?
Schlitz.
The malt liquor bull.
I had a show with that bull. That was a bad ass fucking logo.
Yeah.
I think we could probably still get Schlitz.
Well, we have to go to the darker neighborhood.
Yeah, maybe that's it. We're in the wrong fucking neighborhood.
Listen,
maybe my fucking town isn't one that carries Schlitz.
Listen,
Manischewitz I can pick up at the gas station.
You're welcome.
thank you.
Yeah, when you're saying
that was a preemptive
thank you that I don't really mind.
When you're talking about the dark neighborhood, stop looking at me like I'm Lisa Lampanelli. Come on.
Please, there's not enough cocks in your ass right now. Oh, it's a filthy mess.
Oh, I thought it was just a really uncomfortable chair.
Oh my.
It's so funny hearing a sergeant say, oh my. Like he fucking draws on someone.
I know.
He fucking sees a pink mist in his scope and just goes, oh my.
And he's like, Scarlett O'Hara, oh my God.
I got a touch of the vapors.
I do declare.
Honey, how the show go tonight? I embarrassed a sergeant.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Here's something you never hear. Now we can pull out.
Oh! What does that mean?
That's dastardly.
Just fucking swallow it and we'll move on.
Oh.
All right. Number 8 beer no longer drank anymore, which was surprising to me, Budweiser. The king
what?
Of beers.
Bud is one of the number one selling beers.
I was shocked by this just because it's in all those stadiums. And this is based on sales.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's not
good. Budweiser.
Who are you to argue with the Wall Street Journal?
Well, the guy with the glass in his hand.
The guy who makes
Budweiser profitable.
Actually, Bud Light is huge.
But
Budweiser is a huge selling beer. I don't know where this came from.
Well, I guess
is this the comedian fucking judging guy?
Absolutely. Maybe they're trying to say in comparison to Bud Light.
It's their sales have fallen off precipitously.
What the fuck does
and probably
that
Bud Light
a big amount.
I'm sure there's some at the top.
The percentage of how many people
it was a ginormous drop.
Yes. And it's not carrying as many man caves anymore.
All right, I got to take your word for it.
Yeah, but Bud Light must be through the roof then.
Just
so
from the show alone. Yeah, Bud Light is through the
roof. That is true.
We pay our rent in Bud Light. It's got currency.
Milwaukee's Best Light.
Wow, the Beast they used to call it.
Best Light.
The Beast Light.
Light.
Wow.
I didn't even know they had that.
Isn't that just canned water?
Yeah,
it's
probably.
Gotta be. There's the nothing beast. To that. The
what?
Beast.
They called it the Beast?
Milwaukee's Best was called the Beast. You want some Beast because it was best, and the when
best.
You're drunk and it's blurry, it looks like Beast.
They call it piss.
Yeah. Horrid.
Miller Genuine Draft. That used to be a score getting that beer. That was a good beer to get it.
MGD.
MGD is still with the hipsters. They love it.
But
the hipsters love it.
In Brooklyn?
You got your fucking hipster hat on.
Those fucking lefty
jeans,
hipsters.
The vest.
Man.
You're talking about shit no one wants to talk about. Man. Occupy Wall Street, man. Really?
That and Rolling
Rock. According to the Wall Street Journal.
And Rolling Rock. And PBR.
I like Rolling Rock's a good
beer. If a bar didn't have Bud or Bud Light and had Rolling Rock, I would get that.
Really?
Rock
wasn't bad.
See, I've never had it.
Whatever roofie goes in, I could give a shit.
Remember them hippies we used to hang out with down the road from me? They used to drink Rolling Rock.
Yeah, man.
Hippies.
Hippies. Fuck them, right?
I don't know that.
I hear you.
Screw you, hippie.
Sarge. I'm up on that one, Sarge. Fuck them hippies. Peace
out, faggots. Oh, wow!
Give me a good M4. Locked and loaded.
I just want to compliment you, sir, because you went a fucking long way to bring that back to level. You pulled it out.
I'm hearing it.
That's why you're the pro.
I'm feeling the Sarge over here. That's right.
You're feeling the Sarge? Well, no, I don't want to see
don't
that.
Don't tell me.
Psychologically.
Oh, okay.
It's been appealed.
Just for the record, that patchouli smell is not coming off of me, okay?
Oh, shit.
I'm saving myself.
Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee.
Oh,
yep.
I think my grandmother, my aunt used to drink that.
These are beers, even in the distributor, you really don't see anymore.
No, even in the big box stores.
Milwaukee's Best.
That's the Beast.
That's the Beast?
Okay. See, to me, it seems like Milwaukee sucks since Happy Days went off the air. There's just been, like, nothing going on.
No good beer came out of there that was, like, labeled, hey, we're from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
The ones that were from Milwaukee that just came out with another name were fine, but it's like, hey, we're Milwaukee's Best, or we'll fucking Milwaukee swill.
Because you're Milwaukee's Best. You're not Chicago's Best. You're Milwaukee's
It's like, hey, it's the beer capital. It's gotta be.
But it's like,
it's
like Newark's finest.
Yes. Exactly.
We call that Mad Dog, sir.
The Mad Dog was good.
I like Mad Dog.
Red Dog was good.
Banana Red, yum.
No.
Bud Select.
All right, not so much for being bad, but just for being a niche beer, and people would just be like, oh, where's the Bud? Bud Select. Fuck it.
What is that?
Bud should never be a niche beer. You're no. Bud. You're not a niche.
It's like,
beer.
Can I have the Bud really special? It's like, you just ask for Bud.
Can I have pretentious Bud?
Yeah, yeah. Give me fucking snobby Bud.
Bud.
Bud Select is where you go. Can I have the Bud Select? We got Bud and Bud Light.
Oh,
Bud Select. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michelob Light.
Nobody yeah, should. That was huge. Yeah. Back yeah, in the back day.
You don't drink that. McLeod drank that.
McLeod.
That's the old
idea. Joe's new band, McLeod. Sponsored by Michelob Light.
But
who
does
shut up?
Michelob
went away.
Michelob,
I used to love Michelob.
Well, Michelob yeah. is the one that is still, that's number one on the list. Michelob. But that used really? To be a score back in the day.
It was when we were.
Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. The beer will pour. Must be something more somehow. That's low, bro. See?
They got to
say in other words, it doesn't matter what you see.
Yep, yep.
Below, you see, Michelob was nice back in the day. So when you would, like you hang out in the woods by the abandoned car and you made a fire and you had girls coming up, you were entertaining. So you get Michelob.
You when were entertaining.
You're all filthy from the fire. Yes. You stink. You've been smoking
you
weed. And once you crack that Michelob, you're just like, now we're classy.
You said the girls come up.
You the straw.
Yeah.
Remember Tango? Getting off the beer, but you remember Whoa. Tango? There was that, what was that, tequila sunrise
like
stuff?
Gin or
yeah.
something.
But you used to, when we had chicks come over, we were entertaining.
I was tequila sunrise with the girls,
yeah,
and I never bought a pre-made tequila sunrise.
I know,
Joe.
You had your own special.
I got tequila, grenadine, and orange juice.
Oh,
and when other guys in the house would be like, you want a beer? I'd go up to these girls and go, would you like a tequila sunrise?
Mr.
And they'd be like,
Classy.
Oh, cling, cling, with the ice in the glass.
It makes the impending rape more palatable.
Exactly. Tequila will make a girl much more conducive to a rape than beer.
Or at least get an impending rape.
Exactly.
We'd have
That's
girls,
why he's a star.
And it would be girls.
Thank you, sir.
There would be girls that we would like, and he'd make his tequila sunrise, and he'd slide off on one girl, and I'd try to work on the other one, and he'd come out and go after the other one. It's like one per customer.
You got to kind of, you know,
yeah, Joe,
hedge
the
your
booze,
bet.
That was the problem.
It's called
Joe.
Hedging your bet.
Yeah.
The booze was the problem in that fucking story.
I got nothing.
I like buying calls and put options when I buy stock.
I'm not enjoying this show. But anyway.
Neither am I. You want to fucking channel it? What are we doing?
Fuckers on there. I'm fighting with you guys.
Yeah, they don't want you, Joe.
Goddamn.
Oh, are they writing anything of that?
Does anybody stick up for me on there?
No.
No. Nice of you to beg them.
Last time we were on New Year's Eve, I looked over at the chat and they said, get rid of the fat guy.
And yeah. Who was that supposed to be?
I think it was Joe Curry. And,
oh, that's
hey,
wrong.
Hey, hey, yeah. Hey, big announcement.
Oh!
Big announcement.
What's going on?
I am going to lose 30 pounds by April.
That stroke will do it to you.
Bone cancer in the leg? What do you got?
What's your drinking hand is like this?
Joe, it would be nicer if I'd known you were sick. I'm sorry.
All you want.
You want a chihuahua and some broth?
Well, Joe, you're already bald. I guess it's from the chemo. I'm sorry.
Thank God. I'm leveled up on my AIDS joke.
I wrote in cancer, so I thought I'd want to play along.
Oh, you guys at my funeral, you're going to be sad. We're going to have to carry this fucking box. Fuck that.
Who the fuck
Again, don't
up?
Talk about the co-hostess.
Yeah.
Oh! Thank you for sticking
I
up
just
for me.
Hey. Box.
This box.
I see what you did there.
The box that never has anything in it that you want.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now that's just plain funny.
Thank you. I am as shocked as you are, sir.
Jesus. All right.
We've done about 3 hours of complete bullshit.
Show meeting.
What else is there?
At least you could say bullshit.
Yes, we could.
Bull pucky.
Yes.
Let's wrap this.
Yeah, whatever you know.
Because we do have to have a we do want to pick your brain afterwards and
oh yeah, that's good.
Thank you in advance.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Go fight. There's the spinning middle finger. Oh God, I gotta get
Joe.
That. I
know.
So happy
to get out of the name.
Brilliant.
Glad you could get something out of this fucking.
I love
debacle.
it.
Anthony, sir.
Yes,
what
sir.
What do you have coming up that you would like?
Well. Oh my God, did he play the music?
Yeah. You know how wired I want to get out of this fucking show right now.
I gotta kind of agree with you there.
Premature musication.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, the Opie and Anthony show, of course, sure. On Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I would love to say what guests are on tomorrow, but who the fuck knows?
I heard Carlos Mencia is coming by.
No! He's going to be on for a while. I don't think he's going to be on.
Yakov Smirnoff for
No. I know Monday we got a David Duchovny.
Oh, really?
Is he a good interview?
Yeah, he's pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple of times. But tomorrow, who the fuck is that? I have no idea. I'll tweet it. Anyway, also, iTunes. Very proud of the fact that the Life on the Compound show is on iTunes now.
Nice.
So there's some kind of acceptance from the public, and I feel better about some myself kind as a human being.
Like AIDS.
Yes, like AIDS. Some kind.
You know what? It's the new normal.
Yes. It's wonderful. And we got the Hoarders and Toddlers and Tiaras simulcast.
The compound's been very busy over there.
Yes, it really has. And I really do enjoy the new TriCaster with HD, which you're seeing tonight.
Wow.
Which all you will hate watching, by the way. Holy shit, I could have used makeup.
I tried to hold them
it's
down
terrible,
and
the
them
HD.
On. It's terrible.
But that's pretty much Brutal. All I got going. Joe Curry?
Yes, I will.
What
be,
do you got?
I've got jack shit this weekend.
Jack shit?
Well, that's why we got through a show without 50 fucking plugs.
No, we haven't, because I'll be rehearsing with my band McClinton.
Rehearsing?
Rehearsing.
Rehearsing.
And next week, I will be at Brokerage Comedy Club in Belmore.
Oh, I'm going to go.
Fry, please.
Yeah, shoot.
And 14th.
Brokerage
and,
is close.
13th and the 14th. One show on the 13th, two shows on the 14th. Brokerage Comedy Club. Yeah. Belmore, New York.
Pip?
Good for you.
What living room are you going to be in this week?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. The guy who's got nothing going on. Anyway. Yeah,
mine. No.
And return serve. Actually, my own. I'm taking the weekend off. But anyway, Pip, it's Steve.
Enjoy the movie.
You want to come over?
Yeah.
I got Jack going on. My husband's
what a bunch of losers.
Jack going on.
This plug suck.
Actually, yeah, they think he's the best fucking plugs ever.
You want action guests next week? This
you got
week,
nothing?
I got nothing.
We're going to be on the replay of this.
Yeah. until Anthony fucks up with the TriCaster and it disappears.
Yeah.
Or we spill something in this.
Yeah, no spilling, please. No spilling.
Oh, you know what? We'll do a plug. We'll plug Joe Buck. Joe, to you.
That's great.
To you at the Paramount in Huntington.
Paramount in Huntington.
Yeah. I would like to thank Success Martial Arts
in
Warwick, New York, who continues to sponsor us. Yeah. He continues to be a great friend of the show. Great place
Good
to get
fly in the graphic. Let's see.
It's well, that's not. That was on earlier. I had it.
Oh, was? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
oh, fuck me running, as they say.
I mean, you didn't notice that?
I didn't see it behind you.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's green to me.
Oh, thank you, Kermit the fucking Frog. I would also like to give special thanks to Sergeant Joe Padula.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bravo.
No, thank you guys. Absolutely.
And also, as always, thank you to Mr. Anthony.
Oh, anytime.
Thank you in advance, Anthony.
In the
Anthony.
Near future.
SidespinningProductions.com, new website, check that out. Next Wednesday, I'll be at Gary Fields at the Fire Keepers in Battle Creek, Michigan.
When were you sentenced to that?
All the living rooms are booked. For tickets, call 269.
Tickets! They're selling fucking tickets! Holy shit! They're selling fucking tickets! Why don't they just fucking shove the pool table out of the way and turn the TV off? Showtime! Tickets! What are they on fucking loose leaf?
That's brutal! Loose leaf.
Oh, that's brutal!
It's good that we could do a 3-hour show and Joe finally had a moment. Enjoy, Joe. Anything else, or may I go on with my fucking plug?
Yeah, when are you going to be at the fucking fair?
Like, you wouldn't fucking ask to open that gig if I got it.
If it was available, yes.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm opening the creepy house.
No, I'm not. I haven't gotten a call back.
That's what people call my place.
yes, they do.
Only behind the back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once.
269-789-0373. And next Thursday, I'll be at the Soaring Eagle Casino.
The Soaring Eagle Casino.
It's a casino, you fuck. A guy who can't get fucking booked into any place.
It's a fucking Yahtzee game with a fucking
a coin toss and some dice.
I'm sorry, I don't fucking blow Trusin to get booked every week on the fucking island.
There's the high roller heads or tails table.
The Soaring Eagle.
Like, if the booze was cheap, you wouldn't be there.
Oh, fuck. I'm booked too.
for the fucking plugs to pile up.
Yes, of course they do.
Mount Pleasant, Michigan, 888-732-4537. This has been a blast up until the last minute. Oh, of course. Not fun at all.
All you gotta do is hit the stream button, my friend. Wave and hit the stream button.
Joe, hit the music. If you like us, tell Joe, fucking hit them. Keep
going. If you like, fuck it.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, tell no one. Either way, keep on listening. So, as always, it's been a pleasure to be here at the compound. We are out.
Bye. Bye.